to the sermon. I can make the transition. I was trying to think of what to do for the story, and somehow I was inspired last night after I laid down to go to bed to tell a knock-knock joke, because I was thinking about this verse about Jesus knocking. So, anyways, it was fun for me. Hopefully you... It was fun for you guys.
Oh, Lord Jesus above.
Everybody, right? All right. Get a little more serious now. So last week was Easter Sunday, and we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus. And although it wasn't what we were used to, it was good. And God moved in our midst and encouraged us. So the story in Mark 16, verse 9 says, when Jesus rose early the first day of the week, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and she told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. After Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country, these returned also and reported this to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating, and he rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. So today, and for a couple more Sundays, we're going to look at some scriptures and stories of that in-between time, the time between the resurrection and Jesus' ascension, and then Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes on the believers. And it's hard for us to imagine being in the physical presence of Jesus. We only know Jesus through our spiritual eyes and senses. But the disciples knew Jesus in his physical being. And so when he died, they were completely devastated. He was gone. His presence, his physical presence was gone. And when the story started coming in about his resurrection, they didn't believe. Maybe they couldn't believe. It was just so far out of their imagination. In John 20, we see that on the first evening, it says, on the evening of that first day of the week, the disciples were together and their doors were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said that, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." It was so important that these appearances of Jesus happened. It was so important for the disciples to see Jesus. They had to see his hands and his side. They had to hear his voice. They had to eat with him. And it was so important to Jesus to bless them with peace and to free them from the doubt that they served a risen Savior, a living God. And Jesus took this time, too, to prepare them to be sent out and to prepare them for the eventuality or the future of him not being physically present with them. He tried to do that the first time. He tried to tell them he would have to die and that he would rise again. But they didn't understand. And so this time, Jesus tried to make sure that they understood that he wasn't going to be staying there physically forever, but that he would be going back to the Father and that he needed to prepare them for the Holy Spirit and the work that they would be doing in making disciples. In Luke 24, we see another similar story. While they were still talking about this, Jesus stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Verse 37 says, they were startled and frightened, thinking that they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of their joy and amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. And he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. And he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power on high. In some of the stories of the appearances of Jesus after the resurrection, he rebukes them for lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. But in this story, we read that they still did not believe because of the joy and amazement. Jesus appeared to them to help them understand. Jesus appeared to them so that he could open their minds and they could understand scripture. He appeared to them to show them what the next steps would be. And he blesses them. Each story, he blesses them with peace, which is what they needed really more than anything else at that time. The last scripture I want to read this morning is from John 20. And it says, and this is a story about Thomas. He says, now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my fingers where the nails were, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. And a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. What would have happened if Jesus had not appeared to the disciples and the believers after his resurrection? They would not have understood what had happened. They would not have peace. They would have continued to doubt. They would not have understood how to move forward. They would not have known that he was alive. Jesus told Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Now those words are for us. We have not seen Jesus with our physical eyes. But we believe in Jesus. We believe that he walks with us and he talks with us. We believe that Jesus stands at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. We believe that Jesus loves us. And we believe that every time we gather in Jesus' name, whether in person or through Zoom, Jesus is with us. Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Today we have, let me see if I can find the number, 22 people plus the extra people, right? 24, 25 people gathered in Jesus' name. And Jesus is with us. Jesus knows what we need. Jesus knows what we need to hear today, and through the power of God's Spirit, we can hear it. We believe that Jesus heals us. We believe that Jesus teaches us. We believe that Jesus comforts us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' death and resurrection didn't stop him from the ones he loved. It didn't stop him then, and it didn't stop him now. His faithfulness is unending. His love is beyond any measurement. And one day he's coming again to take us home to heaven so that we can be with him forever. So I want to ask you today, how do you experience Jesus? So we can't see him, but we can see him. We can experience Jesus spiritually through the Word of God. We can spend time in prayer with Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus stands at the right hand of God and he intercedes for us. Some people see Jesus through dreams, and some people hear a still small voice or feel a spirit nudge. And some people, although rarely, might hear an audible voice. I remember Linda saying that she felt God's peace through her sickness. And she certainly experienced God's healing. Every week, well, maybe once or twice a week, Joy is passing on messages of hope and encouragement that she has received as she seeks God, as she reads devotions. Jesus is speaking to her. This whole weekend, I have been stressed out about something at work and something really that's not in my control, but that I feel responsible for. I keep trying to give it back to God and I keep praying about it. I've talked to other people about it, but it still sits like this rock on my heart. And yesterday when I was reading these passages, I heard the still yet loud voice, my spirit anyways, say to me, stop doubting and believe. Jesus' words to Thomas, spoken to me in my situation, stop doubting that God can handle this situation. You can't do anything, but God can. That's Jesus speaking to my spirit, to my heart. And we can continue to pray that God will be present, that Jesus will be present and appear to all of us in ways that we need God's love and in the power of the Holy Spirit. The passage that Susan shared today is a word from the Lord that she received and shared with us. We're thankful for the appearances that Jesus makes in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Revelation 3:20, the verse that I read to the girls, says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. A lot of times I've heard this verse applied to the non-believer and to salvation. They were written in a letter to a church. So I would say that they apply to us as well. Jesus stands at the door of our hearts and minds and he knocks. He knows that we're going through something. He knows that it would help us to talk to him. He knows that he could give us peace. He knows that he could take our doubts and fears away. He knows that he could explain things to us, just like he did to the disciples in his appearances to them. Or he could just sit by our side while we cry. I read this verse, two songs came to mind. First one is the song that says, the chorus says, he walks with me and he talks with me. I'm just going to read the words. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And there's more verses to that song if you want to look it up or listen to it this week. The other song is, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So today I wanted to ask you to do two things. Remember the words of Jesus. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That is a blessing that God has given to us. Blessed are we who have not seen with our eyes, but to whom Jesus appeared in spirit. And blessed are we who have believed. And the second is this, that Jesus stands at the door and knocks. And if we hear Jesus' voice and we open the door, Jesus will come in and eat with us and spend time with us, encourage us and strengthen us. That's my word for today that I wanted to share with you. And I now invite you to respond with any thoughts, additions that you where the Spirit nudged you, where Jesus spoke to you.